Hey, sweetie. Mind if I come in? Good. So, how are you feeling? Oh, well, I've been a little worried about you. It's just that you've been lying in bed all day. You didn't even eat breakfast with us like you usually do, and you look a little down today. Is there anything that's troubling you? Come on, I'm your big sister. You can tell me anything. Come on, please. I only want you to be happy. I can't stand seeing you like this. Something is clearly bothering you, so just what is it? Well, you wouldn't mind if I just... if I just lied down with you for a bit, would you? Okay. Hey, can you turn around and look at me? Please? Oh no, you've been crying. No, it's okay. Hey, no, here, come here. Let Big Sis hold you, okay? No, yeah, no, it's okay. It's alright, there we go. No, it's alright, just let it all out. Everything's going to be just fine. Hey, can I ask you a question, sweetie? It's very personal, so I understand if you don't want to answer it, okay? Alright, well, you remember when it was your birthday not too long ago, and my gift to you was to clean your room because I forgot to buy a gift? Yeah, I found some interesting things in your room while cleaning that day. Well, I found a couple of dresses and skirts in your closet. I found some makeup in your drawer, and I found a couple of earrings, too. I guess this is all just to ask, are you transgender? Aw, it's amazing, sweetie. Come here, give me a big hug. I love you so much. Huh? Well, of course I'm happy to hear about this. How couldn't I be? Wait, is that what's been bothering you? Have you been afraid I wouldn't accept you? Oh, no, sweetie, no, listen. No, I don't think you're weird for being like this. No, not at all. No, sometimes people are just born with a body that doesn't match their gender, and that's perfectly normal. And honestly, I think it's so amazing that you get to explore and find out this stuff about yourself. And I understand that you might be feeling a bit uneasy right now. I mean, this can be really confusing. Some transgender people have always known that they're transgender, and others, they sometimes need some time to figure out what they are. It can take weeks or months or even years. Some people might experience that they change gender identity many times. Some days they might feel female, and some days they might feel male. And other days, they might be neither. Or a little bit of both, or something else entirely. Listen here, sweetie. I will always love you, And I will always support you. No matter what your gender identity is. No, the only thing that ever matters is that now I have an amazing little sister. Aww, you're smiling again. I'm happy to see that. Do you like it when I call you my little sister? Then yeah, of course. I'll be sure to call you that as much as I can. My sweet, adorable, and cute little sister. So, when will you be telling Mom and Dad? I see. Well, I'm sure that they would accept you, but I also know that you need some time before you can tell them. Just know that whenever you do decide to tell them about this, I'll be there and I'll be supporting you, like always. Also, there are so many jerks out there in this world who are still stuck in the past with their transphobic views. They want to try to drag you down and hate you for the sole reason that you were born in a body that just doesn't match your gender. But I want you to remember one thing, okay? I want you to remember that no matter what these people say, you always be yourself. Don't let anyone tell you who you are, all right? You are the only person who knows who you are. And if anyone ever tells you that you aren't a girl or makes fun of you for the way that you are, then you tell me, okay? No one gets to mess with my little sister, and if someone ever dares pick on you for this, I will make sure that they never bother you again. All right. Of course. I'm always here for you, sis. Now, come here and give me another hug. I love you so much. Oh my goodness. I just came up with an amazing idea. Just wait 1 second and I'll be right back, okay? Here, look what I found. It's my old school uniform. Go on, try it on. Aw, no, it's no problem, sweetie. Everything for you. Oh, yeah, sorry, I'll close my eyes. Can I look now? Okay. Oh my god, you look so cute! Oh, that skirt is adorable on you. This fits you so well. Do you like it? Yay, I'm so glad you do. No, you can just keep it. Yeah, of course you can. It doesn't fit me anymore, so I'm glad to give it to an adorable girl like you instead of just, you know, throwing it out. No problem, sweetie. I'm happy to help. So, do you have any other plans for today? I see. Well, I was just thinking that Mom and Dad will be going out today, and maybe, if you like, after they leave, you can come to my room and you can pick out whichever clothes you want. You know, dresses, skirts, tops, nothing's off the table. Yeah, and then I can straighten out your hair if you like, and after that, I can put on some makeup for you. Eyeliner, lipstick, nail polish. Again, nothing's off the table. Yeah? Really? All right then. This is so good. I'm so happy to have a little sister. All right. Why don't you come to my room in about an hour? Mom and Dad should be gone by then, and then we can get started. Yeah? All right. Oh, this is going to be so exciting. Oh, you're just gonna look so cute. I can't wait to do this. I am so happy you told me about this, and I'm really happy that I get to help you out with it. And I want you to remember something, okay? I want you to always remember if there is anything that bothers you can always come to me. No matter if it's about, your gender or anything else. I'm always going to be here for you as your big sister. All right? Good. All right. I'll see you in an hour. I can't wait.